Well, welcome to the show. This is your host, Kendi Foster. So glad to have you here today. Today, we're going to be exploring inner wisdom, that inner place within you. It's really a journey, isn't it? If any of you have been on this journey for any length of time, you realize there's a lot of twists and turns in the journey, and that you can, all of us can use a lot of help with this little journey. But the journey leads us to a place of peace, calmness, wealth, abundance, joy, amazing friendships, and really a well-being in our life, and just a really great life. That's where the journey leads. Well, if you're in a place and your journey is a little rocky today, that's okay. You know, we all go through those tough times. But I have to tell you, I've developed this show today to really help you to explore within yourself what is creating that journey for you. What is creating the rocky roads? What's creating the joy and the happiness? Where does it all come from, right? You've heard me say a million times on this show that everything comes out of spirit, and spirit is over the soul, and the soul is over our mind, and the mind is over our emotions, and the emotions over our actions, and the actions are over our results. You've heard that, but what does that even mean, right? How do you tune into that place deep within you so that you can start to intuit an intentional life and be able to take that life and do what you were meant to do here? Do you know your purpose? Well, we're going to explore some of those questions and a whole bunch more when I introduce you to my guest right after the break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
This right here is confidence in a bottle.
Makes me feel so much more confident than I've ever felt in my life.
They are some of the hottest videos on social media. Those videos claiming to instantly get rid of bags under your eyes. Annette Figueroa is here to tell us why she says this one is for real.
This one is for real, and I'm so excited. Not only does it work on the bags, it works on the appearance of crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles. We even have a video, and all he uses is a small amount, and that's how easy it is. And I did this to my father. We were at home. 4 minutes, 34 seconds. Completely gone.
My real true opinion is holy words I can't say on camera. This is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I could feel it just lifting my skin. It was amazing. It feels good. Feels great. Looks even better.
At our $14.95 price, it's the best way to try Plexaderm and see it work after your first application. Call the number on your screen.
Call 800-830-1358.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster, and as promised, I have a very special guest for you today. Her name is Carrie Hummingbird, and she's the number one best-selling author of The Second Wave, Transcending the Human Drama. She's a medicine woman, mother, mentor, and the founder of Inner Medicine Training, a mystery school that shares potent ancient traditions from the Andes and the Himalayas, for owning your own wisdom and living your life on purpose. And the good news is she's got a new book out we're going to talk about today, too. Carrie, welcome to the show.
Oh, I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you so much for having me back on Voices of Courage.
Carrie, the show is all about uplifting my audience and uplifting our lives, right? You've been on this journey for a while. Tell me where you are and a little bit about how you help people to transcend the dramas in their life.
That is such a great question, you know, and I think that today's answer to that question is to learn how to look inside, you know, because like many people today, I used to look for all the answers outside of myself. You know, I used to go to the experts that were supposed to be to tell me how I could live better, you know, how I could be happy, how I could be fulfilled, how I could be a good person, looking for validation and looking for answers. And I see lots of people doing that now because they're at the place where thankfully they're asking for help. That's the first step, ask for help. But then beyond that, it's to start to learn how to trust yourself. And it's been a lifelong journey learning how to trust myself, trust my inner wisdom, trust my guidance, trust my body is telling me what I need to know, trust that little tightness in my throat. If I get that, it's like, oh, there's something I need to pay attention to right here, right now. And trust my mother's wisdom, you know, things I just know in my heart. And I think when people learn how to trust themselves and listen to that inner guidance, then they can cultivate what I call inner medicine, which is really following that, letting that lead your life instead of giving away so much power to people outside of you.
Well, you know, I think it's really important to understand what we stand for and understand ourselves, who we are at our core, because without that, you know, we get that wisdom. Everybody gets downloads. Everybody gets intuitive answers. But unless we, like you said, trust it and really listen to it, it doesn't really matter, if that makes any sense, right? We've got, you know, people will come at you and they'll tell you, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to do this. And if you're living from that place, wow, it gets bumpy.
So it gets really loud, too.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, you and I were talking before the show and I was saying, you know, meditation is a really great step, you know, to start to learn how to calm those rough spots. But eventually, you know, we learn that meditation is a state of mind. It's not the end result. Right. So how do people get to, from your point of view, that place where they can trust their intuition and start to make really good choices?
Yeah, that's such a great question. And the answer lies in getting outside your mind, you know, because your mind thinks that it runs the show. It thinks that that's the only source of wisdom that there is. And when you're living from your mind, it's really loud. It's like a rock concert. And the Toltec call that the mitote. The mitote is all the voices. It's the rock concert in your head and you can't escape it. It's just so loud. So you want to get outside your mind, which is why a lot of people start with meditation, because that helps you get quiet. It helps you like ground. Usually if you're doing it on the earth, you can ground yourself on earth and you can rebalance your heart system. Heart math talks all about heart coherence. What does that mean to rebalance your heart and get connected with the planet? Heart coherence talks about that, makes you very centered and grounded person to be around. That's beautiful. But there are steps even beyond that. It's beyond like going for a hike in nature. It's really learning how to connect with the bigger you that is animating your body. And if you've ever seen anybody die, you know that there's something that was animating them, animating their flesh, and then they leave, but their body's still there. But we always say they're gone. The body's there, but they're gone. So that's the part of you that is the capital S self that I'm suggesting to get in touch with. And the way that I got in touch with mine was, and I believe that everybody's path is unique. So I don't suggest that this is the only way. As a matter of fact, I talk a lot of in the Second Wave book and all over the place whenever I speak. You have a unique thumbprint for a reason. It's on your thumb. You know, like this is your thumb and that's your path. There's nobody else like you. And so you're going to be led to your unique pathway to your capital S self. That's your path. But there are some hallmarks of it. And one of the ways that I opened up to my capital S self is sort of really understanding who that energy is and what it has to offer me as a personality self, as a temporary being, a human on the planet in between, you know, the heavens and the earth, is I started opening sacred space. Now, the thing I like about the indigenous traditions about opening sacred space is that it's tangible. So in other words, you can feel it in your body. And when you feel it in your body, you know it's true. So it's beyond just a concept in your mind or just like an idea you had or like you think maybe this is the way it is, but you have a lot of doubt and you're not really that sure. Well, when you open sacred space and if you build this connection long enough, you start opening sacred space and you notice that there, you're entering sort of a dream state. And people have called this flow state. They've called this, being in flow state in your mind. You're actually shifting out of beta brain, which is a super busy active brain, and into alpha and theta brains. And the shamans and the medicine people around the world, the indigenous people, always knew how to open up this door so that they could access the dream realm where they're using their alpha and theta brains. And they're communicating from that open-mindedness, that trance state with the planet, with plants, with animals, with whatever they want to communicate with, Mother Earth, herself, ancestors beyond the veil. They're able to communicate by opening up that trance. And so opening sacred space for me is a discipline and a practice that opens that up. That opens up the trance state. It helps. It's a ritual.
I love it. Okay, well, listen, I got to take a quick break. We come back. I want my audience to really understand how to open sacred space. This is a big, big concept for some people.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 more times per day and injecting insulin 3 or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Do you listen to the TV on high volume or have trouble hearing conversations? Then you would benefit from hearing aids. Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $299 a pair. Don't be fooled by higher-priced hearing aids. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology, many customers say is superior to more expensive models. Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $299. Plus, we'll add in a portable charging dock and ship your order absolutely free. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $299. So call now.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Everybody wants a whiter smile because having white teeth projects confidence and attractiveness. Power Swabs is as easy as snap, swab, and smile. You'll notice 2 shades whiter teeth in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days.
The thing I love about Power Swabs is the convenience. Break it open, just rub it on your teeth, and you're done.
So I noticed I have a lot more stains on the sides. So with the Power Swab, I was able to go in there and it really did work.
Just snap the stain out swab to remove stains from natural teeth as well as caps, crowns, and veneers. Then snap the whitening swab to whiten your teeth 6 shades in 7 days. With Power Swabs, there's no messy strips, trays, or lights.
Having shades lighter on my teeth in such a short period of time, it almost feels like cheating.
Try Power Swabs today and get 50% off your order. Plus, get a free quick stick pen and free shipping. Visit powerswabs.com or call the number on your screen.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. I'm talking with Carrie Hummingbird. And right now we're talking about sacred space. I do want to tie in sacred space to purpose somehow. So, you know, a lot of people come to me and say, well, I don't know what my purpose is or my life purpose or, you know. So let's go back into sacred space. First of all, how do we open that? And then how do we tie that into maybe finding our life purpose? Go ahead.
Absolutely. So I just encourage everybody watching to just even close your eyes if you feel safe to do that. Close your eyes and tune inside. I'm going to close my eyes.
If you're not driving your car, don't close your eyes if you're driving.
Not if you're driving. Come back and watch it again. So open your, close your eyes, and then we're going to welcome in the four directions, starting with the south. They're not just points on a compass. They are beings of light. Welcoming the south to open our hearts and open our minds and bring us into presence in our bodies connected with Mother Earth. We welcome you, south. We welcome you, west, to help us to release whatever doesn't serve, to help us be master trackers of our consciousness. We welcome you, west, to show us the beauty in life. We welcome you, north. We welcome you, ancestors and guides, to be with us. We welcome all the ascended master teachers. And in your heart, you know which ones you work with, call them forth. And I welcome all the medicine people that support my work to support everybody here in having an experience of sacred space. We welcome the north to remind us of who we are in truth and love. We welcome the east to fly high like eagle and condor in the sky, see the bigger picture, see the soul picture, the capital S self view. All the way down into the little tiny details that the human perceives, that big spectrum. We welcome you, East. We welcome Mother Earth. We're so grateful to be here in beautiful, healthy, strong bodies and minds that can heal instantly. And we welcome all the allies you've gifted us, the mountains, the plants, the animals, the rocks, the stones, the crystals, all of life on Earth, the oceans, the water, the fire, the air. Thank you for these gifts of wisdom and support. We welcome all of this power. And we welcome Father Sky, Father Sun, Grandmother Moon, and the star nations and all the light and wisdom of the galaxies right here, right now, as we come into an awareness of ourselves as part of all that is. We are intricately connected to the oneness that has many names. And so it is. And here we are.
I get it. I get that. I love that. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you, Carrie, for opening that channel for everybody here. And, you know, one of the parts that was coming to me as I was feeling into that was the oneness part, the consciousness of connection with everything that there is. So is this the first step in being able to really reconnect with the intuitive side, the dream state, the dream side of superconscious mind, so that people can start to tap into that in greater ways? Is that how we
Absolutely.
Start?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, for me, this is what really worked. Because I had such a busy mind, yeah. My mind was so overactive, so I understand people with busy minds. I needed to create a ritual for myself to hear my voice and to invoke these energies. And as I do this every single day, it became a practice, and it helped me to slip into my own trance, right? I trance myself. So I trance myself when I open sacred space, and I trance everybody that's working with me. And that helps us all be in the understanding that the indigenous people never forgot, which is that we're connected with all of life on the planet. We are connected with the mushrooms, just like the mushroom mycelial networks on the earth connect the whole planet. We are also able to connect with that. And we're all connected, whether we think we are or not, we're all connected to collective consciousness, which is why when big things happen on the planet, like think back to 9/11, when 9/11 happened, people felt that all over the world, didn't even know what just happened, but felt it. That's because we're all connected. And this is what humans have been trying to learn. We're not separate. We're connected. We're individuals as part of a group consciousness. So we have to learn this and be in honor of all of life as our brothers and sisters on the planet.
I get that. I get that. And of course, you know, once we can figure out that we're actually connected to one another here, then we can start to become world citizens and universal citizens of the galaxies. Well, let me ask you this. You know, the purpose, like when we tune into, some people are wondering, what is their purpose? How do they get to purpose, Carrie Hummingbird? How do people find their purpose out of this?
Well,
this giant mess we're in.
You find your purpose by taking the hero's journey, as Joseph Campbell talked about. You find your purpose by making the great departure from everything you thought life was about that you got conditioned to believe. You take the great departure and you go out on that trail into the woods, and you take the road less traveled, and you follow your own thumbprint. So the only way to discover your purpose is to follow your capital S self, with all the little breadcrumbs that are left for you, and to say yes to it. And usually it's asking you to do something that seems ridiculous and going to cause rejection from the thing that you're getting, you know, conformity with. It's going to make you different and weird and strange. And you're going to not want to do it because you're going to be called out as, you know, different. But that is the only way. Conformity is actually the thing that keeps us from knowing who we are in truth. And so as we walk that path, it opens up more and more and more, the more you trust that voice, the more you trust that nudge, the more that you follow the synchronistic messages and guidances, the whole trance dream opens up, and now you're in co-creation with your soul. And your purpose becomes clear to you the more connection with your soul you have, the more you're listening and paying attention. And I would say not even your soul, only your soul, but also Mother Earth, because don't forget, your body is made of earth. So think about it. If we're inside the auric bubble of Mother Earth and your body is made of earth, then clearly Mother Earth can communicate with you through your body. And so I realized, oh my gosh, the planet can hear my thoughts, can feel my feelings, can know what my intentions are. There's no hiding. My connection with Divine Mother, as I like to call her, she knows everything about me. So there's no sense in making up stories anymore about where I'm at, right? When you know that she's listening from the inside. So that is a fun realization, and it kind of cleans things up because you don't need to hide anymore or pretend. You can just kind of go, okay, well, that's where I'm at, and just get matter of fact and ask for help, which is always provided. So that's how you open up your purpose, is by following those nudges and realizing that you're already connected in with your master teacher, which is the planet. So get busy.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, listen, you got a new book out here right now, and I'd like to maybe put it up on the screen. And
Oh, we're going to move that side.
Show a few people this amazing book that you have out in the world. It's called Inner Medicine. And tell us a little bit about Inner Medicine.
Inner Medicine is different than external medicine. In the other model, we go to the external medicine approved source of expertise, and we say, what's wrong with me? And they say, here's your diagnosis and here's your pill. And in inner medicine, you say, well, that was interesting trying that approach, and maybe you had varied results from that. And you start taking the inner journey, and you follow your capital S self, and you start to realize that that capital S self and the planet has way more medicine for you than maybe like the external approved doctors. So you start to follow the path and start to listen, and it might guide you to a doctor, right? It might guide you to Western medicine. It might say, hey, here's your solution right over here. Or it might not. It might take you someplace totally different. So you've got to be the one that deciphers your messages. And inner medicine is about working with the four directions to orient yourself correctly on the planet, which is to yourself centered. The four directions help orient you. So in the book is divided by the four directions, and their medicine that they share with you is explained. And then you can have an experience of it yourself. So the book is written as a ceremony. So if you've ever done a plant medicine ceremony, this book is a plant medicine ceremony. So when you open it and you set your intention at the beginning of the book, you are now in ceremony. And you'll be in ceremony for as long as you want, until you finish the book, or well after, your choice. But you're entering a medicine ceremony, and your life will change. So welcome it.
I got to take a quick break. But when we get back to the break, what I want to ask you are, you know, some of the benefits that people are actually receiving from working with the book. So we'll be right back. For all of you that continue to listen to our show, I pray that you will share this show with friends and neighbors and those that you would like to grow, help them grow their consciousness and tap into the brilliance that's within all of us. Till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible. Well, welcome to the show. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. So glad to have you here today. Today, we're going to be exploring inner wisdom, that inner place within you. It's really a journey, isn't it? If any of you have been on this journey for any length of time, you realize there's a lot of twists and turns in the journey, and that you can, all of us can use a lot of help with this little journey. But the journey leads us to a place of peace, calmness, wealth, abundance, joy, amazing friendships, and really well-being in our life, and just a really great life. That's where the journey leads. Well, if you're in a place and your journey is a little rocky today, that's okay. You know, we all go through those tough times. But I have to tell you, I've developed this show today to really help you to explore within yourself what is creating that journey for you. What is creating the rocky roads? What's creating the joy and the happiness? Where does it all come from, right? You've heard me say a million times on this show that everything comes out of spirit, and spirit is over the soul, and the soul is over our mind, and the mind is over our emotions, and the emotions over our actions, and the actions are over our results. You've heard that, but what does that even mean, right? How do you tune into that place deep within you so that you can start to intuit an intentional life and be able to take that life and do what you are meant to do here? Do you know your purpose? Well, we're going to explore some of those questions and a whole bunch more when I introduce you to my guest right after the break. Okay, we'll be right back.
Are you over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days? I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. Call now for this free book on maximizing your income in retirement, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from leading financial firm J.D. Melberg. That's right, free. This book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known truths we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity, and it's free.
Call 800-615-2282.
As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report. We researched numerous products and summarized rates and benefits of annuities, all from SILAC Insurance Company.
Call 800-615-2282. That's 800-615-2282.
Call now.
Imagine, this is your money, and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money, and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash, and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws, and we'll fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Are you ready to uplift your thinking, redefine what's possible, and have the energy, passion, and power to accomplish your greatest dreams? Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. For 28 years, I've coached over 10,000 people to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. Now, I've put the time-tested wisdom principles into my latest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. This book changes your thinking as you read it. It's time to change it deep inside. You know this. So come on, expand what's possible, increase your courage, step into your destiny, and order today at CourageToChange.us. That's CourageToChange.us. When you order today, you'll receive a personalized coaching session with me. Obviously, this is a limited offer. So why wait? Change for the better and order now at CourageToChange.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. This is such a fun show. We're just exploring the inner world of ourselves. And of course, Carrie is guiding us through that process here a little bit. She got her new book out, and I was just asking her what are some of the benefits that people get from reading that book. Carrie, what are they?
Yeah, and so it gives you a context for dealing with life tragedies. For example, I've had students that have had some incredibly challenging life experiences. One in particular who lost a son, very, very challenging experience to go through as a mother. My heart is just so open for that experience. And this medicine helps to put a context around things. It helps to make sense of things. And when we do inner medicine work, we're also able to connect beyond the veil to our loved ones that have passed away and have a direct connection to them, knowing that they're never gone, they're never lost. And for a visual on that, you know, if you've seen the latest Avatar Waterworld 2 movie and they connect into the mother tree and they visit their son, you know, that's an example of what can happen when we're able to have an open channel and really strong inner medicine and oriented. We're able to know that our ancestors and even our children who depart us are never gone. This is powerful medicine for healing all kinds of relationships. I have another student who's healing a relationship with her mother and a real feeling of betrayal. And I know a lot of people are struggling with relationships with their mothers right now. This medicine helps to clean up those boundary issues and to help you like know what's mine, what's theirs, to release things with the power of the West. The West is all about release and tracking your consciousness to see like, where do I need to let go of something, an attachment or an idea, in order for me to be in better relationship, in order for me to have more inner power and clarity. And so lots of relationship boundary issues are cleaned up with the West and working with the West. Some clients come in feeling very, ungrounded and unsafe in the world, and their nervous systems are activated in fight or flight. And so working with the self can really help you to ground yourself and to restore your harmony to your body so that you no longer feel disconnected or alone. You realize you're connected to the whole planet, just like the mushroom networks are. And there's big work that we do in the North when we work with the ancestors. There's obviously lots of trauma on the planet right now. Lots of awareness of that trauma too, where there's been, you know, paradigms of suffering and conquering and control and all these kinds of things that are now we're trying to heal, you know. Racism is one of those issues, trying to heal that now. And the North is really a great ally with the ancestors to help us to heal those rifts, those problems in our society that, really stem from unresolved conflict passed down through ancestry. So that's another way that the medicine wheel helps us heal. And then, of course, the last way is the East. I mean, and dreaming up, what do we want? Because we can definitely make a whole list of things that we're not happy with on the planet. We can make a list of things that aren't going so well and things that could be improved. But what about being a sacred dreamer? What about dreaming the new Earth into being and actually in your imagination and collectively together planting those seeds that can unfurl in 7 generations or 5 generations or even this generation, that we can actually start to build a new dream of the planet than the one we've been living, which is all based in disempowerment. We can build a new dream of the planet based in sovereignty, based in connection with all of life, based in connection to spirit and soul. And that's a whole different planet we're going to be experiencing at that level of consciousness than the planet that we've been experiencing using our reptilian brains and our limbic brains.
Well, I think a lot of people would look around and say, listen, I live in a beautiful home. I live in a beautiful country. I have everything I need. Life is good. What are you talking about? Why would we need to redream anything? What would be your answer to that?
Well, I would maybe suggest that connecting in with beyond the sphere of their awareness to find out about how we're polluting the oceans, and that is affecting the aquatic life on the planet, and that has a ripple effect into how we drink water, how we our food supplies. I would encourage people to look at what we're doing to the jungle and how we're tearing down the jungle and all the really powerful plant medicines that are in the jungle that we need for our evolution are getting destroyed without our support and our stepping up to be stewards of the planet. So I would also kind of like invite anybody Western to maybe consider the possibility that there's a little bit of entitlement going on in our Western culture. And that's a shadow area to look at and really do some healing work on so that, you know, we're in harmony with the planet and we're actually being stewards of the planet rather than takers of the planet's bounty.
Yeah, there's a little entitlement here with, you know, 3 billion people on the planet that are living living and about. Yeah, I think we can do a lot more. I want to talk to you a little bit more about the Mushroom Network. You mentioned that earlier, and I think that went over a lot of people's head. Can you just kind of relate that as to how we're all connected?
Yeah, absolutely. So mushrooms exist all over the whole planet, you know, and they all operate basically the same way. They put their mycelial networks down through tree roots, and then the trees and the mushrooms together enable communication across the entire planet. So the trees, and they've proven this scientifically. If you need to go like have some data on that, just go look it up. I'm not going to provide it. But, you know, when you put your roots down into the soil, you actually can communicate with all of life through that mycelial network. So what's happening right now on the planet, and this is the part people might be aware of, is that a lot of people are turning to mushroom medicine right now for healing, right? So lots of people are taking magic mushrooms, psychedelics, for healing. What are those magic mushrooms actually doing? They're connecting your body back to Mother Earth and to the awareness of being connected with all of life on the planet. That's what they're actually doing. And through the psychedelic aspect of the mushroom, it's actually opening up your frontal cortex and your corpus callosum and your third eye so that you can actually perceive life from a higher consciousness place than your reptilian brain and your limbic brain. So the mushroom is a great ally at this time on the planet to lift your consciousness. If you start to recognize, hey, a lot of my life is by reaction or by, you know, greed or by taking or by, you know, sort of shadow frequencies. And I don't really like that. I don't want to be like that. I want to lift my consciousness. I want to walk the planet as a blessing. Well, you know, a lot of people are turning to mushrooms for that because they're finding that it opens their heart and it opens their minds.
I want to qualify that for my audience out there. It's I don't recommend you pursuing mushroom medicine unless you have a guide, unless somebody that's right with you that can actually be there for you, understands exactly what's going on, understands the protocols, understands the you don't go out and pick mushrooms and off some cow dung and start eating. You know, there's a lot of science behind it right now. There's a lot more science coming. And for those of you that want to explore that, you may want to connect with Carrie, and I'm sure she'd be able to guide you through that. Yeah. So just want to put that qualifier out there.
There's actually people getting trained in it now, too, to facilitate mushroom medicine, too, by Western medicine. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a lot of things going on. You know, we've learned so much about the mind over the last couple decades. And there's solutions, no matter where you are in your journey to try to heal or remember who you are at the deepest levels. There's plenty of different journeys to do that. And I like what Carrie was saying with her book. It's, you know, she's got a journey. She's got a path. It may not be your journey. That's okay. There's a lot of journeys out there. But if you're resonating, this may be something you might want to explore more. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. And when I get back, I want to take a little deeper dive into the world of consciousness and how my audience maybe can start to step out of the programming that's been so incessant on this planet.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Not only can a CGM immediately reduce pain, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. We'll also provide free shipping of your new CGM, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four more times per day and injecting insulin three or more times per day or using an insulin pump, call now and learn how to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Ken Foster and Ken D. Foster, and I'm with Carrie Hummingbird. And Carrie has a mystic school, by the way, for some of you that don't know that. And she helps people to really explore inner space and stop living from the outside in and start living from the inside out to understand the multidimensional parts of ourselves that quite frankly wasn't taught in any school I went to growing up. All of us are being called to evolve and to definitely remember who we are at the core of our being. If we're going to really make the changes we need to save our environment, save our children, save this planet, we're on a collision course right now. We need to really look at that and listen. You know, you can go out there and do lots of good in the world, okay? But if you really want to make changes in the world, what we do is we change ourselves first, and then we help change the world. You can do it simultaneously, but if you're not changing you, you're probably part of the problem. That's what I would guess. Carrie. How do we expand this to get out of the programming? Yeah, it's just so incessant here. You know, you turn on the news. My goodness, I don't think the news has changed. At least the formats haven't changed in decades, right? You know, you got trauma, drama, and more trauma, drama, a little more drama, drama. A little political announcement here and there. Arguments, you know, I'm right, you're wrong. What the heck is that all about? What do we need to do to change here?
Well, that's actually a trauma loop between the mind and the heart. And whenever we start getting into that contest, I'm right, you're wrong, it's because we feel threatened by someone else's ideas. You know, we have like an emotional center that gets triggered, and then it starts to react, and then it activates the mind, and then we get out of the heart and we start using our minds to go back and forth and spar. And that I spent 20 years of my life that weekend, so I'm not really interested in doing that anymore. So what I do is I learn how to let go, first of all kinds of contests like that, all kinds of argument. And what I do instead is I tap into my body for my own wisdom. And I feel into myself, is this true? Is this not true? This is where intuition is going to be very helpful in this time, because there's going to be a lot of and fake news. Like fake news is what happened all the way through the pandemic, right? And people were like, what's true? What's not true? We don't know. So the more that you can actually get in your body and get connected with the planet, the more you can get more clear answers about whether something's true or not. And that's what being psychic is. I mean, being psychic is simply being connected and listening. So, you know, the more you get connected and the more you listen, the better off you are. But you also want to, in order to open that up for yourself, you need to be in people's frequencies who are already there. So when you know somebody is already psychic, you hang out with them. You know, like spend time around them, because that'll open up the same capacity in you. And if you want the physics behind that, there's a section from Jennifer Huff that's in my book, The Second Wave, where she talks about the physics of how whatever's in our, whatever I've worked on inside of me, my inner medicine, I'm always sharing with beams of light that are emitted from my auric field, because we're made of light. I'm always emitting those frequencies to everybody I'm talking to. And the more you're in your heart, the more you can help other people get into their hearts. And the soul is from the heart. So, you know, all those things. Get around people who are already doing this.
Well, I love that. And, you know, I'll put a qualifier into the, quote, psychic, you know, folks, those that are developed in intuitively. I agree with you. Get around somebody that has high frequency, high energy, high vibration. And those people, whether they're psychic or intuitives or wisdom teachers or whoever, they will always tell you that they don't have your answers. You have your answers. Go within it and find your own. If your father has your answers for you, I would stay away. My personal opinion.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Far away.
Yeah, far away. You know, this is about an inner journey for you, my audience, to awaken to your inner genius, to tap into the super conscious part of yourself, and to be able to start to feel connected more with everyone. And, you know, I think one of the first signs of this is that you no longer feel more than or less than somebody. You start to feel equal to everybody because you realize we're all souls experiencing each other, right? You know, it's God experiencing God. So there's a part of you that can awaken to that when you start to take some courses. You know, mystery schools are great, you know, ways to start to tune in. There's a lot of places right now, whether it's through yoga, through meditation, through mystery school, through spiritual practice. So many ways to awaken your consciousness. And that's what we're talking about today with Carrie. All right, listen, one more quick break. We'll come back and then we're going to have some really powerful final thoughts around this whole subject here. We'll be right back. Hi, Ken D. Foster here. Are you in a place that you would like to unleash the power within your mind? I teach a class. It's called The Limitless Experience. This is about intentional living. It's a great opportunity to learn how to operate your mind efficiently, expand your knowledge, tap into your inner wisdom, and connect with like-minded individuals who are evolving and making a difference in this world. This class is designed to help you unlock your true potential and achieve success in all areas of your life. By attending this class, you will gain valuable insights into your life purpose, legacy, how to get unstuck, how to break chronic patterns that are stopping your success, overcome limiting beliefs, and develop a positive mindset that will help you achieve your goals. I hope to see you soon at the Limitless Experience. Well, welcome back, everybody. The book is Inner Medicine. We're talking to, I want to say Dr. Carrie here, Hummingbird, but I know that you're Carrie Hummingbird. You know, she's probably got a PhD and a lot of results of all the people that she's helped over the years. So maybe we can call that a doctor somewhere down the road. Anyway, Carrie, it's Inner Medicine is really the name of the game. And I think you really helped people to see that. What where can people get the book? I think you said Amazon or where else?
Yeah, Amazon is one place. And then if you want to get the first chapter for free, you can go to my website, carriehummingbird.com. That's K-E-R-R-I, hummingbird.com/innermedicine, all one word. And you'll also get invited to, you know, lots of other cool stuff and prizes. And, you know, I like to have fun. So fun. You get invited to fun. And, you know, I wanted to say one thing about, like, where are we going with this, right? Like, why is it so important to get in connection with your capital S self? Is because your capital S self has the answers you don't have. You know? So, like, I get answers all the time about people. I help people all the time. I don't know anything about them. I have zero knowledge about this person before they show up in front of me on my call or wherever I'm doing the support work. I don't know anything about this person. The way that I help them is that I've gotten really good at connecting in with their energy field, with their personality, with their soul, and then listening to my body and listening to their body. And then, you know, hearing the questions I need to ask. So I feel like being connected with my capital S self has helped me to be coming up with these brilliant answers that I didn't even know I had inside of me. And a lot of the book was written from my capital S self. So I think, you know, it's like I surprised myself with it because I read it and I go, wow, that's really smart. But that's just because I'm really good at listening. So I think that a lot of these problems we're facing on the planet right now, if we could really drop into this other way of approaching life, the answers are going to come that are going to be really amazing. And they're going to change things so fast that we're not going to have to be in fear about this extinction event, you know. But I think we got to wake up in order to unlock that brilliance.
We do. We have to come together. You've touched on something that's really powerful, though, and I'm glad you brought it up. It's that listening aspect. And we can listen really deeply when we can let go of our thinking, when we can let go of thinking of the past, thinking of the future, and being really present in the moment. That's what Carrie is talking about here. It's allowing yourself to be so present that you can listen to the person's aura, to their energy, to their vibration. You can listen to what's going on inside of you. You listen way beyond words. That's what we're talking about. You're getting so present with yourself and so much in the moment that you start to hear the answers to your greatest challenges, and little challenges. Everything is available when you can take off the bounds of the ego. And she's talking about the big self, the big S, as opposed to the little self, the ego self, right? The little S. So this is where we can really connect deeply with the soul. Carrie, we've got about 2 minutes left. What's your message to the world right now?
My message to the world, and really, let me just say my message to the little self inside of everybody listening, is you didn't do anything wrong. You're not bad. You're not broken. You're not unwanted. As a matter of fact, you are the perfect vehicle for your soul to experience life because your soul designed you. The soul wanted to experience life as you, through you. So you're exactly what the doctor ordered, so to speak. You're exactly what your soul ordered up. You're the answer to your soul's prayers. So this will hopefully help people relax that we're, you know, the goal is, I know that I've heard some people say they killed their ego, and I just kind of cringe, like, why? Let's not do that. Think of it like a little child that just wants to be loved, and then love the child. And then things will get easier in your life. You'll have less breaks on and less resistance. So I just encourage everybody to love your little self and let your big self take the wheel.
I love it. Carrie Hemmingbird, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure. And you got to go. But for all of you that continue to listen to our show, I pray that you will share this show with friends and neighbors and those that you would like to grow, help them grow their consciousness and tap into the brilliance that's within all of us. Till next time, continue to see the unseeable and know the unknowable and do the impossible.